Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pigeon Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan. We welcome everyone this evening, and I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, and tonight's topic, Season 5, Episode 17, on God Created Adam and Steve.
Yes, books, minds, and umbrellas only work when they are open. Deep conversation with open-minded people is an underrated luxury that is very rare today. We need to have a frank and open discussion about LGBTQ rights tonight. Help us get to the bottom of this sensitive subject, as some in society are obsessed with the LGBTQ lifestyle a little bit too much. Does thou protest too much? How many genders are out there? What is transgenderism? What is CIS? What
yes.
Gender? Yes. Help us decipher terminologies and talk about what LGBTQ people go through daily in America and other homophobic societies. Why are suicide rates so high within the community? Christians branding AIDS as a gay disease and the rubbish that is gay conversion therapy. These are many more hot button issues as we take your calls. Call in at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Turn off all your background noises and never speak over the host, please. And you can also visit our new website. It is www.kitchenpolitics123.com. And you can get your baseball caps soon, bumper stickers, T-shirts, tote bags, coffee mugs. They're all going to be on the website and uploaded in the near future. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show with David Franklin and Lori Pickup. We are not antisocial, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. Hi, David. How are
yes,
you?
Yes. So, good. Excellent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I hear a lot of this thing about, you know, the gay agenda. You know,
mm-hmm.
I ask my gay friends, hey, you know, I'm disappointed. Why? And they look at me weird. You know, what's up with the gay agenda? You know, tell us more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laugh, you know. There's no gay agenda. Mm-hmm. They make up less than 1% of the population. And the right-wing religious zealots out there who, you know, against drag queens reading books to children. It's been going on for years now. And they should get over themselves, because look how many TV shows and movies where, you know, people dress in drag. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, you know, Patrick Swayze, and a couple other guys, famous men, dressed in drag in that movie and portrayed characters. Look at Jamie Farr in MASH, you know, Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman, you know, Mrs. Doubtfire, you know. So don't we all laugh and have fun? You get what I'm saying? I mean, it's not that serious. I mean, how does, you know, somebody being gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender affect you personally? No way. You know, it's not contagious. So, you know, hopefully, you know, people call in with their different views, you know. And this is just a learning experience, a learning moment in the show tonight, because there's too much hate going on. You know, much more important things need to be discussed. But, you know, I mean, you know, the culture wars pushed by Republicans in 2022 and lost badly because of it. You know, they should get over themselves.
Yeah, we are not having this, you know, this conversation tonight because we do not want to say that, you know, we're anti-gay or anything. I think it's important to have an open conversation because there is so much going on in this country to hurt people that aren't hurting others, and their families are suffering as well. So we need to start a dialogue to try to understand, you know, their mental attitudes and the process that they have to go through in their lives, knowing that they are different and knowing that maybe society will not accept them. And that's an important thing. And it's got to be difficult to be a person that knows they're different than, you know, that knows they're different biologically, but are afraid to say it or talk about it or be it, because they don't know with the people around them and their families how they will react. And it's sad. So we need to have this conversation because I don't think God cares one way or another if you are, you know, transgender, if you're gay, if you're lesbian, or, you know, any of that, because he is supposed to be loving everyone. So let's try to come to an understanding, go through a few things, and maybe have a conversation and just kind of smooth things out a little bit.
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's about understanding. It's about acceptance. And, you know, whether you accept it or not, you know, LGBTQ community don't really care. They're here, and, you know, they're not hurting you. They're not hurting children. So just go about your business, mind your business, and, you know, everything will be okay, you know. Yes, so it was in the news recently with over 100 anti-LGBTQ bills before state legislatures in 2023 so far. Activists say they're fired up. The bills continue to limit gender-affirming health care for minors, while a slate of newer bills target drag performers. And more than 100 bills targeting LGBTQ rights and queer life, from transgender healthcare drag shows to drag shows, have filed in 22 states for 2023 so far. What's that about? You know, you're so hateful that you legislate against, you know, people's way of life.
Yeah, you know, it was bad. It's bad enough that, you know, they're banning abortion and getting into women's lives and trying to make decisions for them, you know, for women, and what to do with their own bodies. That's bad enough. Now they want to, you know, tell a gay person that, you know, it's wrong to be gay or to be transgender. It has nothing affect their life. How does this affect a politician's life? It really doesn't, unless it's maybe in your own family. how will it affect you? It does not. It doesn't affect you. I try to understand why. Like, let's take Tennessee, for instance. They have a appeal court that's going to that allows a ban on gender-affirming care for minors to take effect. Tennessee will be allowed to implement its ban on gender-affirming care for minors after an appeals court overturned a lower court's order to stop the ban. The state's ban was set to go in effect on July 1st, but the federal judge halted its implementation, siding with the American Civil Liberties Union, who said the law interferes with parental rights to choose the necessary medical care for their children, which is very true. Who are these people? Who are these politicians that think that they have authority over the parents of these children, of these, you know, of their son, their daughter? Who are these people that think that they have power over them? They don't have power over them. It's really none of their business. They are not paying for it out of their pockets. Their parents are paying for it. Their parents are taking care of these people. Their parents are allowing them to do, you know, what they feel is right for their child. And these politicians think they can just come in and just make rules for everybody and let them suffer, because a lot of them will commit suicide if they can't go through with what they started. That's a fact.
You know, a caller from Wyoming last night was making a point that, you know, children don't have the right or shouldn't have the right to take hormone blocking therapy. And, you know, Danny from Wyoming was saying that, you know, it is a disgrace that, you know, children, you know, castrating children become, you know, through a boy, turn a girl. You know, nothing like that is happening. And, you know, Texas has taken the lead with 36 bills, according to Equality Texas, a statewide LGBTQ advocacy group. Missouri is next with 26, North Dakota with 8, and Oklahoma with 6. The majority of these, approximately 120 bills, focus on transgender young people, continuing a trend that began about 2 years ago. So in the past 3 years, 18 states have banned transgender student athletes from competing on school sports teams that align with their gender identity rather than the sex they were assigned at birth, according to the movement's Advanced Project, an LGBT think tank. 4 states, Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee, and Arizona, have enacted restrictions on gender-affirming medical care for minors, though federal judges have blocked them from taking effect in Arkansas and Alabama. And this year, lawmakers in the last 3 states, which I read, is Arkansas, Alabama, and Tennessee. they have introduced bills to restrict transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams, and lawmakers in at least 11 states have proposed bills that would restrict gender-affirming health care for minors. And again, you know, these states that we'll call are deep red states, and, you know, these politicians in there pander and cater to the religious right and evangelicals. Gays and LGBTQ not affecting them. Why do they care so much? You know, they love talking about freedom. They love talking about freedom of expression, freedom of speech. What is more freedom than being who you are? You know?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And going back to Tennessee, the Attorney General has requested transgender clinic patient records and Medicaid fraud probe. According to the Vanderbilt, 160 patients who used 10 care for their insurance from 2018 until now had their medical records requested by the Tennessee Attorney General. What's happened to HIPAA? HIPAA is supposed to mm-hmm. protect the patient's privacy and the right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sign to be able to read someone's medical chart and their mm-hmm. records, as you know, their what drugs they're on or what what type of procedures they've had, operations they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that he can just go in and request all this because he's the attorney general. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would sue him. I mean, that's ridiculous, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's an invasion of their privacy. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, you know, added to which, all these right-wing Republican lunatics running for office, for election or re-election, you know, their closets don't have, I mean, their closets are not skeleton-free, because from time and time again, we can go through history, even recent history, where Republican politicians who ran family values, they themselves going on, you know, with not the stuff behind the scenes, with the same gender. But yet still, when it's a chance to step up for the LGBT community and fight against, you know, these stupid bills that malign gay and put them in a box and everything, you know, the vote willingly for it. Why? Because the pandering to the evangelicals and these red states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you look at the, in the closet, wow, they have so many skeletons.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you could go through the names and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the ones being caught in hotel rooms with teenage boys. They're the ones who have an illicit relationship with college interns on Capitol Hill. You know, they're
Absolutely.
The ones in public restrooms and airports, toe tapping. You know, that's a signal
mm-hmm.
for when you're cruising, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And again, when you're caught, there's like, oh, no, you know, I'm not gay, you know. It was just a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, okay. Again, mm-hmm. this girl protests too much, you know.
Exactly.
And I suspect, allegedly, Lindsey Graham, what was his deal? You know, but I just leave it at that. I just ask that question and leave it there. What's the deal, Lindsey Graham? You know?
Yeah. I hear you. Let's go through a couple
mm-hmm.
of the terms. Transgenderism.
Mm-hmm.
Transgender
mm-hmm.
is an umbrella term for persons whose gender identity, gender expression, or behavior does not conform to that typically associated with the sex to which they were assigned at birth. That is transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one, David, that you, it's called CIS, C-I-S, but it is
mm-hmm.
pronounced S-I-S. And what does that mean? It just means that I'm ordinary, I'm normal, I'm what I look like, I'm a real gender, I'm a biological woman, I'm not trans. That's all that means.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what that means. And the other one is gender fluid. What is gender fluid? A person who was female on their original birth certificate might identify as a girl until adolescence, then identify as a boy for the rest of their life. That's what gender fluid is. Or gender,
mm-hmm.
that's what
mm-hmm.
it means, I should say. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm learning as well because I really honestly, you know, I don't know all these terms and it
mm-hmm.
does get quite confusing because they keep on adding letters and, you know, you know what I'm saying. So, but
yeah.
I'm trying to understand and actually have some compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listened to Pete Buttigieg. He is our
mm-hmm.
Secretary of Transportation. And he told
mm-hmm.
his story of his own awakening, so to speak. He, as a young man, when he was going to school, grade school, middle school, high school, he knew that he was
mm-hmm.
different. He was Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and he knew he was different, He was afraid to express it. He was afraid to tell his parents, his mother. Mm-hmm. So he basically suffered all through, you know, his school years, and just tried to, you know, go along and be a male. But he knew in his heart that he, you know, there was something else, that something wasn't right with him. Let's put it that way, within himself. So
I wouldn't say right or wrong, but something was unusual. Something was different.
Yeah. Well, for him, it wasn't right. You know, yeah, for him, it mm-hmm. wasn't right. Let's put it that way. For him, he knew mm-hmm. that there was something about him that wasn't like other people, other children, other friends. He knew it. Okay, so then he went into the military, and he went through the military, and when he talked about it, he said he thought maybe going through the military would, you know, he would have another experience and he would come out, you know, feeling differently about himself. And no, it did not make him feel any different. So after he came out of the military, he just decided, this is who I am. And he did come out as being gay. And we all know that he is now married, and they have adopted two twin boys. You know, Pete Buttigieg is brilliant, in my opinion. He's a brilliant man, and he looks happy. And there's nothing wrong, in my opinion. If he's happy, he's raising, you know, a family. You know, his husband or his partner is happy as well. And he has a book out now, and I forgot the name of it. And I would really like to read it because it's his story. But, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, you can have a life and you can go forward even though you're not, you know, professed as being the norm. You know what I'm saying? But what's normal in this world anymore?
Right. And did Pete Buttigieg pay off any porn star? No. You know, so, I mean, why some on the right praising Donald Trump is just a big stud.
Yeah.
You know, stud muffin.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, keep in mind, remember that this is a part of family values. You know?
Yeah.
And being gay is the dirtiest thing we can do. Imagine if the world was all alike, where everybody's straight. You know, it would be such a boring place. You know? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, people should get off of their high horses, especially right wing in this country, and just accept, you know, people for who they are. You know, gays not troubling anybody, not molesting kids. And again, this thing come up right, if Parker's on the right, where they preach family values, but yet still, these are the same church people, church pastors. Look how many in the past 2-3 years church pastors are going to prison for molesting children in the congregation. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about that. Try to do something about that. You know, and leave gay people alone. Gay people don't trouble anybody. They don't rape anybody. They don't kidnap and assault anybody. You know, it's despicable when the right wing is doing it to this country. And like I said, I keep saying that, you know, there are other things more important than, you know, what's happening in people's bedrooms. It's none of your business. Just, you know, drop this culture war crap, because that's why Republicans lost in 2022. And, you know, if they run again on culture wars, then they're going to lose even bigger. You know, so I have a clip here. It's about 3 minutes long, MSNBC. They're talking about the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Bernie Sanders, who wouldn't create same-sex wedding sites. You know, and it set up dangerous precedents. In terms of how, you know, you can discriminate against minority groups, whether you're gay, whether you're a woman, whether you're black or brown or not white, basically. So we'll talk more about it when we come back. And make sure you call him tonight for your thing about this topic. And God created Adam and Steve. 515-605-9802 is the number to call. Visit our website at kitchenpolitics123.com, where our adjustable baseball caps, bumper stickers, T-shirts, tote bags, and coffee mugs will be on the website soon. and, you know, get your merchandise for Kitchen Positive. We appreciate it. We'll put ads on Facebook and other social media. And we're getting good, positive feedback and everything. Just the few and in between are right-wing people commenting and what have you. But, hey, it's for everyone. Everybody's welcome to look at Kitchen Politics 123 on Facebook and, you know, leave your comments. And thank you for sharing and all. So here is MSNBC talking about the latest Supreme Court decision and how it will affect the LGBT community.
Support for gay marriage is at the highest that it has been. How this will impact the everyday lives of gay Americans. Tapping into your conversation with Laura, I was in the courtroom for the oral arguments last fall for this case, and one of the things that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson talked about is if we're talking about the creative expression of the person who does not want to provide this service, she gave the example of those sort of old-style photographs where people are in costumes, and she said, what if the person who was the photographer, the artist there, wanted it to only be white people in that photo when they're wearing costumes like the sort of the old Wild West or something like that? Could you sell that? And Justice Thomas was talking about the fact that this is about public accommodation. It's different than a hotel where you must serve all people, can't discriminate against anyone based on their status, or a restaurant. And that distinction you've been talking about, what is the creative message behind this website that Lori Smith wants to be able to provide, and how will that be different? And a lot of discussion about, is a save the date message on a website the property of the couple getting married, or is it somehow a creative expression of the person doing it? And Justice Sotomayor writes that this is discrimination based on message, not status. So there are a lot of concerns about what this will mean for larger implications. And so often with a case like this, it's looking at very specific circumstances, the free speech argument, the artist involved, dealing with what is public accommodation under our laws. But the implications are so much broader and certainly will be perceived by many Americans who won't know the specifics of what was argued in this case and what really brought about this clear ruling from the court 6-3. We would expect that the White House would want to comment about this and to try to find other ways to be supportive of the LGBTQ community. And certainly when it comes to the issue of free expression, First Amendment rights are among the most sacred, and certainly we got that impression listening to the arguments in court, and at the same time trying to make certain that there is no discrimination against persons who are different in any way or are in a minority status. So this case will have long implications, Savannah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to make something very clear, the business owner, the woman who brought this to the Supreme Court, she never had gay customers. And, she never had LGBTQ customer. But yet, no. So she took her bigotry to the Supreme Court and win. I mean, wow. What the hell, Supreme Court?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
is this where we're at in America now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it? I read that as well. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's insane
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that was, mm-hmm. and why did that merit to go all the way to the Supreme Court? That is my question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the merit of that mm-hmm. case? Honestly, for a website, you know, if someone walks mm-hmm. Into your business, and they, you know, want to start a website for gay marriage or whatever it is, if you don't want to do it as the owner of that business, you politely say, no, that's all,
mm-hmm.
you know, that isn't what we do here, and that's it. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to go to the Supreme Court, for God's sake. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Now look what this has done to other people all around the country. You know, it's fanned out all over the country now because of that one ruling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court's gay wedding case is built on a lie. You know, it was an absolute lie and a fraud. And they had no right in looking at it and everything. Look from the 70s right till now. Stonewall Uprising. It feels like I'm in a time warp where, you know, back in the 70s, where all these things were fought and won so people could, you know, live their lives happily, you know, and now, you know, the Supreme Court pushing us 50 years back, you know, because they feel uncomfortable speaking about, you know, gays and speaking about the true history and not whitewashing history. Because they and their children, they feel uncomfortable. That is so ludicrous. That is so, you know, twisted.
It is. I mean, I bet everyone in their lives, just about everyone, maybe not 100%, but I think just about everyone in their life, as they go through life, has met a person that was gay or a friend of a friend. And so what? I mean, so what? I mean, I don't understand why it's our business to care about what that person, how that person feels about their own sex. I don't understand that. And I don't understand why it's become a culture war, because now we're going to have, there's going to be a mental health crisis in this country because of this. And gay people have been around forever. They've been around forever. They haven't just now all of a sudden creeped into our lives. No, they've been around forever. But now, because of all these politicians and all these laws and how they're, you know, putting a spotlight on these people, you know, it's making them uncomfortable and sad and afraid as well. And rightfully so. And rightfully so.
Yeah. In a 6-3 opinion delivered Friday by Justice Neil Gorsuch that was joined by the court's five other conservatives, the justices said that the First Amendment's free speech protections permit the web designer, Laura Smith, to refuse to extend her services to same-sex weddings. The ruling was rooted in free speech grounds and could create a massive hole in state public accommodations laws for businesses who sell so-called expressive goods, allowing for companies that provide customized expressive products and services to pick and choose who they work with. Legal experts told CNN that the conservative majority decision is likely to cause confusion about which business fit into the description provided by the opinion, and they stressed that members of the LGBTQ community are not the only ones impacted by the ruling. So Elizabeth Sepper, she is with the University of Law, the Texas Law. She's a professor there, an expert on public accommodations law. This is what she said. I don't think the court was clear at all. I think it's sort of invented category that don't exist in commerce. The idea of customized or expressive services are not categories. So she thinks that the categories of business that will be able to claim free speech rights against anti-discrimination laws is not at all clear. But it's not small. There's going to be a relatively large range of businesses who can lay claims to free speech rights against anti-discrimination laws. And so back at square one again, where gay rights has been, you know, trampled on, and a minority in the society has been stepped on and basically shat upon and looked down upon and judged for who they are. And this is not what America is about. You know, Jennifer Pizer, she's a chief legal officer for Lambda Legal, an LGBTQ rights group. She also said that the court wasn't clear on what types of businesses are included within the category the court mentioned. So, you know, I mean, you know, what can you choose which category, what business belong to based on a Supreme Court ruling? No. You know, that's what the Supreme Court wants. You know, and confusion over the scope and meaning of Friday's ruling may be similar to the legal fight following a major gun rights case from last year. In that case, the conservative majority change of test courts are to use when analyzing the constitutionality of firearm regulations, opening the floodgates for all sorts of gun safety laws to be challenged in federal court. So they want to have cake, the cake and eat it, though. You know, what is helpful to the right wing of America? You know, yeah. But if it give rights to, you know, left-leaning people, groups, then no, you're breaking the law. You know, and the double standard and the hypocrisy of the court's ruling is phenomenal.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it affects all other minority groups. The Supreme Court's three liberal members assented on Friday ruling with Justice Sonia Sotomayor writing that the majority was giving businesses a new license to discriminate. She suggested that the decision's logic cannot be limited to discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, and wrote that, quote, threatens to balkanize the market and to allow the exclusion of other groups from many services, end quote. Gorsuch pushed back in a footnote writing, quote, our decision today does not concern, much less endorse, anything that a straight couples only notices the dissent conjured out of thin air, end quote. But legal experts all over the country believe that Sotomayor was not crying wolf in her dissent, in that the opinion could open up another minority groups to be subject to the same type of behavior from which Smith sought approval. You know, so, you know, that again, you know, they want to have the cake and eat it too. You know, right-wing people can, you know, do or say and discriminate, but when left-leaning people who are discriminated against, you know, they have no, you know, leeway or nowhere to go to appeal. You know, the Supreme Court is just...
That's it.
Political. Yeah.
Dead in the-
totally political.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. You know, and with 100 you know, LGBTQ bills, you know, before all the state legislatures all around the country, you know, I know that this generation is upset about this, and I think they'll do something about it, you know, voting wise. I do, because once again, they're stepping on their rights, and I truly believe that they are going to be fired up, and the activists will, you know, get people together and you know, vote these people out. I mean, I don't know how else we can solve these problems until we weed out the bad actors, the bad people, the bad the politicians that are hateful and, you know, just do not wish people that are well, that are not like them. And they need to go. We don't need that in our government. We don't need it at all. There's enough problems in this world. We don't need people like that in our government. People that call up and demand, you know, someone's medical records. You know, that's just wrong. And that goes against, like I said, it goes against HIPAA, which is the Privacy Act. It's been around forever. Since the 70s it's been around. And all of a sudden they can just throw that aside and do what they want?
Right.
I don't think so. You know? It's just, you know, so.
It's hateful.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's beyond hateful.
Yeah, so we're talking season 5, episode 17, on God Created Adam and Steve. You know, you could call in 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Turn off all background noises because it's distracting to us and people who are listening. Never speak to us over us as hosts. And remember to visit my website, kitchenpolitics123.com. This is Kitchen Politics 123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Commonwealth of West Virginia, welcome to the show. Welcome, Khalil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. One of the things I did, I got so mad with Ann Coulter because she she only wants to use black people to go against other minorities, like gay
mm-hmm.
people and all that stuff. But then when it came to the
mm-hmm.
to the Trayvon Martin thing and all these other things, she spoke against Trayvon Martin. And I'm like, if you're gonna
mm-hmm.
if you're not gonna speak for us to support us when it comes to actual progress for black people, don't sit there and use us to go against LGBT immigrants and women. Don't do that. You know, if you don't care for us, don't
mm-hmm.
pretend to care. It's the same thing I tell people who talk against us joining the Democratic Party. It's like, don't sit there and talk against us joining the Democratic Party and then speak against actual progress for us. And that's the right-wing Republican thing. And I know back in the, at least back in the 60s, I don't wish to go back there, but at least back in the 60s, most people who were racist or homophobic didn't pretend like they cared. You know, nowadays
mm-hmm.
people who are homophobic and racist pretend like they care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We know they hate, not care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least, you know, back in those days, they didn't pretend to care, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in Virginia, you know, what's it like for the gay community? Are they discriminated against hard? Because, like, on you have a Republican governor, and I don't know if you have a Republican state legislature. You know, what is it like to be a people?
It can be hard because a lot of the people who come into office say marriage is between one man and one woman, and, you know, I'm like, who cares? As long as they're not affecting me, you know, they should be able to get married, you know? It doesn't
mm-hmm.
bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it doesn't bother them either, except that they want to make it bother everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It affects their life, really, you know, in their day-to-day
right.
life. It's just something that they can, you know, grab onto and just cause more problems and hatred and division in this country. That's what they're
yeah.
all about.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
It is.
Nothing more. It's just because
I mean, like, and the worst thing about it is they're encouraging more hate. When these religious, so-called religious people do this stuff, they're encouraging more hate, and they
mm-hmm.
need to take a look at
mm-hmm.
themselves if they're going to encourage the worst out of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I know, like in Virginia, things are going a little bit more progressive because a lot of these. They're doing a lot of reconstructing, more constructing of the, doesn't bother me one way or the other as far as that, but what would bother me is like a Nazi thing. But the Confederate flag things. But basically, like, I'm not, what really bothers me is Nazis, not Confederate flags, but Nazis do, and what they use them for. But, like, the Confederate flag itself doesn't really do anything for me. I don't really care one way or the other. I'm not one of those that's like, man, we need to keep all these Confederate monuments. I'm not one of those either. But what
mm-hmm.
bothers me is, like,
mm-hmm.
it's like when Nazis, when people are racist and then they pretend that they're the victim or they're homophobic
mm-hmm.
and they're – or they are against women and they pretend they're the victim. And there's this – There's this thing around that's been going around saying that MTV hates straight white men, and it's like just because they speak against, you know, sexism, racism, and homophobia doesn't mean that they hate straight white men. Doesn't automatically mean you're the victim. And I believe that anybody against any race can be racist, but that doesn't mean that we need to use the word reverse racist or pretend that, you know, racism towards African Americans is fake now, and that only racism towards white people is fake, is real. Because so you
mm-hmm.
had, like, I don't
mm-hmm.
know if anybody knows about Jesse Lee Peterson. He's another one that, you know, when it comes to actually, like, going against women's rights or going against immigrant rights, he's pro-black.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes against going against Democrats, he's pro-black. But when it comes to going
mm-hmm.
against, like, things like what happened to George Floyd, he
mm-hmm.
even double speaks with that. He says, I don't know, I wasn't there. But then he defends the killers of George Floyd, and he defends, like, segregation and all this other stuff, but then he accuses mm-hmm. other black people that don't want to do the divide and conquer of the immigration thing of selling out the community. It's like, Jesse Lee Peterson, how dare you, you know? And he wants to have it both ways.
Yeah. Just that Lindsey Graham, you know, Lindsey Graham is a, excuse me, is our prime example of that, where he's trying to play both sides of the coin, mm-hmm. and it's backfiring tremendously. And,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, Lindsey Graham is a little bit suspect, you know, where, oh, geez, allegedly, well, no, not even going to say, you know, they'll get in trouble and us get picked off. But allegedly, you know, Lindsey Graham is who he is. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's one of the top Republicans in the U.S. Senate who lead in the fight against gay rights and what have you. You know, mm-hmm. what has gay people done to you or against you that you
right.
hate them so much? You know, yeah, are you self-hating Lindsey? Allegedly, I have to say allegedly, I don't get sued. You know, get it together, Republicans, because within your
yeah.
ranks, you know, past and even present and current, you know, we talk one thing, but behind closed doors, they're doing another thing. Just be who you are and stop hating on people, you know, for the sake
yeah.
of your orientation, their color, their religion, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's not becoming.
Yeah.
You know, the Republican Party is a screwed hit, and America is much better than that.
Yeah, and I found that the NRA was like that, too. They didn't want Syrian refugees in here because they could get their hands on guns, and it's like, mm-hmm. it's the same thing. They were racist towards them because they could get their hands on guns, which made no sense. It's like, if you're going to be racist, admit it, and if you're going to go against gun control, go all the way. You know, don't just
mm-hmm.
be... do stuff that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
I don't think that we'll ever, mm-hmm. I don't think we'll ever get to this point where we're talking about being consistent on gun violence, because, too many people let these people get away with being wishy-washy because too many times people have tunnel vision. And I think that when people have tunnel vision, we need to call them out about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need
absolutely.
To call them out
yeah.
to say if I'm talking about someone being wishy-washy and being racist on gun control, I mean, stay on topic. Don't, or just listen to what I have to say. Don't just take pieces
mm-hmm.
of what I'm saying or make conspiracies out of what you want to make conspiracies out of.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
they're good at doing
now,
that.
But the worst ones, the ones I really do not respect at all, is the ones that get defensive when you call them out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or they do it anyway when you're talking about it, because it's like, you obviously, if you're going to get defensive about it or you're going to do it anyway, you obviously don't care about your fellow humans.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
But really, we shouldn't have to
yes.
tell them to not deflect when there's talk about officers outgunned or there's talk about the wishy-washiness of gun control. No one should have to tell you not to do that. You should be more considerate and understand lives are on the line to not do that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the problem
is just basic
is
common decency.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the problem is most of them don't have basic common decency. They only have
yeah.
their mm-hmm. own best interest at heart. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had to even
hang up on a caller on a person that did another blog talk station because he was doing the same thing, and I actually told him I didn't like that, but he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I hung up in
yeah.
the middle of his sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
tolerate
mm-hmm.
you know, something serious and people
mm-hmm.
not making up their mind, and people want to allow people like this to get away with it. That's not something I tolerate. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have a clip here, a one-minute clip. Oh, Laura,
oh,
before you make your point, I have a one-minute
mm-hmm.
clip for people to hear, and hopefully it's well-received. The name of the piece is Mind Your Own Fucking Business, and it
mm-hmm.
is a parody you know.
Okay.
You know what's happening in America. Here it is.
Hi, fellow white people. Are you having a sad because that family is enjoying a picnic in the park while being black? Did that customer in front of you just speak a language that makes you irrationally angry? Well, this is a great time to try. Mind your own f***ing business. With mind your own f***ing business, you'll be able to grow the f*** up and act like a decent f***ing human being. Our patented technology allows you to pull your head out of your ass and see the world beyond the brim of your MAGA hat.
Hi, honey. I saw some black people at the Starbucks today.
Did you mind your own f***ing business?
I sure f***ing did.
Stop bothering those nice people today. With mind your own f***ing business.
Side effects may include not harassing people, no one getting arrested or murdered by police, a general sense of well-being for people of color, a lack of internet fame, and or trolling and coexistence. Please consult your doctor if you are still a piece of shit after minding your own f***ing business, as the symptoms may be a result of a deeper problem and require further treatment.
Now available at Anthropology and Whole Foods.
Yeah, so there you have it. Mind your own fucking business. That's what
mm-hmm.
it comes down to. Mind your business, people.
It
you
does.
Know, if your child, how would they react if their child, you know, said, hey, mom, dad, I'm gay. Would you excommunicate that child from the family? Would you beat the living crap out of that child? How would you react as a Christian, as a family values person, you know?
Well,
but anyway, you're saying something, Laura, before I play that.
Oh, I was just going to talk a minute about the ACLU, and they
mm-hmm.
are tracking LGBTQ rights, and they're actually has a list here of the things that lawmakers are trying to destroy. The first thing is accurate ID. They are they're targeting LGBTQ rights and their accurate ID.
Mm-hmm.
So these bills are attempting to limit the ability to update gender information on ID records, such as birth certificates and driver's license. This puts transgender
mm-hmm.
people at risk of facing harassment and other harm. Trans, intersex, and non-binary people need ID that accurately reflect who they are to travel, apply for jobs, and enter public establishments without the risk of harassment or harm.
Mm-hmm.
They're also introducing bills that are targeting their civil rights. These bills attempt
mm-hmm.
to undermine and weaken non-discrimination laws by allowing employers, businesses, and even hospitals to turn away LGBTQ people or refuse them equal
mm-hmm.
treatment. Another one is healthcare. These bills
mm-hmm.
target access to medically necessary healthcare, like Medicaid, for
mm-hmm.
transgender people. Many of these bills ban affirming care for trans youth and can create criminal penalties for providing this care. These bills exempt
mm-hmm.
identical treatments offered to cisgender youth or are forced onto intersex youth. Other bills block funding
mm-hmm.
medical centers that offer gender-affirming care or block insurance coverage or health care for transgender people. Public
mm-hmm.
accommodation. They're introducing bills of to seek to prohibit transgender people from using facilities like public bathrooms and locker rooms. Everyone should have
mm-hmm.
access to these, no matter their gender identity or gender expression. If you can't use
mm-hmm.
the restroom, you can't fully participate in work, school, and public life.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is schools and education. State lawmakers
mm-hmm.
are trying to prevent trans students from participating in school activities like sports,
mm-hmm.
force teachers to out students, and censor any in-school discussions of LGBTQ people and issues.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of limiting resources, education, and opportunities, our schools should protect and support all students to learn and to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, those
how about this?
Very basic, fundamental freedoms, I think. Don't you? ID.
Yeah, it is.
Civil rights, free speech, health care, you know.
But how about this? But how about this? Where a compromise could be made, where you know, if you are transgender, you know, in school sports, in college and university sports, why not have a category for them? You know, where everybody is a win-win situation. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
That would be. I mean, that is something that I think, you know, schools have to start to think about. I truly do, and have it, you know, be its own category, I guess you might say. But I don't know how many participants they would have. You know, that's hard to even say. But I mean, it would maybe be worth a try. They could do a trial somewhere, you know, a mock trial somewhere, and see how it flies, how it goes. You know. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that we'll have a next call on the line and everything. And the number to call for the show is 515-605-9802. Visit our website, kitchenpolitics123.com. And pretty soon we'll have merchandise up, adjustable baseball caps, bumper stickers, T-shirts, tote bags, coffee mugs, and, you know, hopefully you like it and, you know, help us out by buying products and everything so we could expand the show, expand reach and social network. And, you know, we're glad that people are listening, not only in the United States, but across the seven continents. Europe.
Yeah, it's very
Yeah, the Caribbean, Latin America. You know, it's even China, Australia, New Zealand. You know, thank you for the patronage and everything. And even foreigners who listen to the show have called in a couple of times and everything. We have a big mass following in Germany and other places in Europe. So, you know, we're grateful that, you know, you tune in every Sunday and Monday. And, you know, you're following the blog and what have you and supporting us any way you can. You know, so, you know, let's continue to fight for what's right. Whether it's gay rights, whether it's equal rights for women, whatever it is, nobody should be discriminated against. And we'll have Elaine calling from Michigan. Hello, Elaine. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Good evening. I caught the tail end of your discussion. Hi, and I know that they talk about, well, the guys that turn into girls are masculine and all this. Oh, they are? Look at little Janet Yellen on Biden's, oh, what do you call it? I just got through washing my car. you know what I'm talking about. Miss Janet Yellen, is that how you pronounce her last name? Well, she's a little frail thing.
Yeah, Janet Yellen.
No, I mean, she would be a threat on a woman's team. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We've got some girls out there that are built tall and big and broad and strong and shapely and they lift weights and I mean, my God. You know, let's stop this craziness already and just start taking care of people. I mean, I look at her and I picture her, she could be on a men's team for crying out loud as a man.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little frail thing. I mean, it's just getting out of hand, you know, and...
So do you think...
You know, you want to be religious, fine. I don't care. But don't wave that book in my face.
I agree.
You know what I want to believe. I know what I want to believe out of that book. Don't wave it in my face.
Yeah.
Right? So, Elaine and Khalil, do you think that, you know, since they went after serving gay people and businesses, will they go after, you think, gay marriage and gay unions and, you know, if they can adopt children? You know, interracial
marriage. Yeah, I do believe that.
You know, we keep hearing life, life, life. Okay, fine. Well, what are we supposed to do with these babies? If two women can afford to adopt a child at $100,000, two men can afford to adopt a child at $100,000, more power to them. And the same thing if they're single and they've got that kind of money. That means they've got that kind of help.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, this hypocritical way of thinking, it's just beyond me. It's just plain beyond me.
You know, people don't realize how expensive adoption can be. You know, they just don't realize that. And
these so-called right-to-lifers, do they realize that you have a trial period and you can give the kid back? You can make an exchange?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't talk about those disgusting things, do they?
Yeah, terrible.
No, they
when
don't.
When you have your own child, you've got your own child. You adopt a child, and if their eyes don't stay blue, you can turn them in for a different one because you've got the money.
Yeah, because it's awful.
Come on. You know, these hypocrites, just stop it already.
Yep.
Yeah, they do
when
need to stop it.
Don't you think the rest of us aren't catching on to this crap?
Yeah.
It goes on and on. But I think we've got to start talking back, and we have to start talking the right dialogue. Like last night, they are no people coming over walking with hundreds and thousands of miles are not illegal. Quit using the Republican term. They are immigrants looking for asylum. And when somebody says, well, the illegal immigrants are coming over, excuse me, but correct them. Those are immigrants. Yeah. They aren't illegal.
No.
And when there's a gangbanger or two that's illegal, well, then deport them.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things the right also needs to stop doing is comparing illegal immigration to breaking into a house or dealing drugs or rape and all that other BS, bank robberies. It's just,
but they aren't illegal. Don't use the term illegal. They aren't illegal. They are legal people.
That.
They are legally trying to come to this country. We've got to quit talking Republican.
We do. I'm sorry about that. But like what I was saying is they need to stop comparing that to all these other things like drug dealing breaking into houses and, you know, like rape and all that stuff. It's just because
there's a whole heck of a lot of regular people that are doing it. Quit putting the blame on something that isn't true.
Yeah, it's a bad analogy, too. It's a real bad analogy between those things.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not bawling you out. You're from Virginia. I'm not bawling you out. I'm just trying to get you to quit. We've heard the term so many times that it's become our narrative, but don't let it become your narrative. Do not, please do not call them illegal. They're not illegal.
I won't.
Okay, please. Thank you.
That's all.
All right, so Lori, what do you think about the 7 attorney generals who wrote a target saying Pride Month campaigns could violate the state's child protection laws?
You know, our local target has an area where they have where they displayed clothing for Pride Month. And some of it is pink, and it's colorful, and it's got rainbow colors. And when I walked into the store, I saw it, and I thought, oh, wow, that's cute. And there was a mom and a little girl there, and she said, Mom, look, LGBTQ clothes. And she said to her mother, and her mom said, oh, yeah, wow. And they were just looking at it.
I haven't heard anything negative. So why are these people, why are these legislators writing targets? So what the hell they want? And there are some targets because they have had complaints in some of the states, mm-hmm. and some of the have had complaints, and they have moved that section of clothes, or, you know, they have flags, they had mugs, they had different things, and they moved it to another area of the store where it didn't mm-hmm. hit you in the you walked in. So,
right.
To put that in your store, yes?
Mm-hmm. What I gather from them, you know, the right-wing people who are going after Target and stores who, mm-hmm. You know, have rainbow colors as clothes mm-hmm. and what have you on merchandise, you know, they wrongly feel that LGBTQ community people are pedophiles, and that's not the case.
No.
You know? I mean, people in their circles sure as hell are pedophiles. Look who they're hanging with. Jeffrey Epstein,
yeah.
Harvey Weinstein. Who else?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Mr. McForehead, Raven McForehead. What's his name from Florida? Raven McForehead.
Yeah.
What's his face?
The guy that
Matt
just
Gaetz.
Got beat
Matt
up Gaetz. In prison or got stabbed in prison. That's a pedophile. How many
Matt
boys
Gaetz.
And girls did he screw up?
Yeah, no kidding.
The one from Michigan, is it Michigan or Michigan State? Anyways, one of the colleges in Michigan.
It was Michigan State.
Michigan State. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at current Congressman Jim Jordan, for example. Jim Jordan, he condoned that slapness where the coach raped little boys or young
yeah.
men. You know, and nothing coming out of it.
I'll give you another example of a Republican that turned his back and didn't
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't say anything when this was mm-hmm. going on, and that was John Engler. He happened to be one of the poobahs at the college.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them that got asked to be whatever you call it, deacon or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He turned his back on it. Oh, I didn't know it was happening. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
David mentioned Jim Jordan, and there is a lawsuit going on now. And I am
mm-hmm.
sure that they will call Jim Jordan to go in and make a statement. I'm sure that they will, because he was there. He knew what was going on. And you're right, David. He turned his back to it. He sure did.
Yeah, he covered it up. He helped cover it up.
Yes.
That's
basically,
insane.
That's – yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And,
so
you know,
GOP
going back
attorney.
To the, go ahead.
Yeah, going
sorry,
back to
go –
no,
ahead.
Going back to – no, go ahead. Going back to
Target for a moment, those seven
mm-hmm.
attorney generals that we're talking about is Indiana, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, and South Carolina. So they're red states, basically. And these
mm-hmm.
are the ones that wrote the letters to Target, you know, complaining about the LGBTQ, you know, display of clothing and accessories in their store. And it's none of their business
mm-hmm.
because it's not their business. It is Target's business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
I went into a number of stores in our area here in Michigan. It was no big deal. They have a rack of rock and roll people, AC/DC, and Pink Floyd, and you know, and then they've got another rack of Betsy Johnson's Way Out designs,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a rack of LGBTQ. Clothes. Nothing was special. They didn't have a special neon sign over it. They just had
no.
a rack of
mm-hmm.
clothes.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want
mm-hmm.
those clothes, you walk past it.
Walk past
mm-hmm.
it and don't
mm-hmm.
buy it. That's
right.
All.
Yeah.
I mean,
and here's another idea, ladies
mm-hmm.
and Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
Why not the laws, removing the laws to help to prevent child labor. Those states that you mentioned, you know, therefore, you know, getting rid of child labor laws, Kentucky, Idaho, Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee is one of them, the main one, Tennessee, and then Nebraska, are there, where they removed, you know, child protection laws from working. These children are like from 12 to 15 years old, probably 16. They have school, but yet still, they're paying them below minimum wage to clean factories, to clean whatever, work, you know, all sorts of hours, some without even pay. You know, come on, you know, that's protecting children, LGBT people, LGBTQ people, not troubling children. You know, so the priorities of the Republican Attorney General
in Alabama
is
it's got the as young as 14.
Yeah, even
I mean, come on, that's still a little kid.
Yeah,
they got him in the Kia factory.
Yeah.
It's the same
and
thing.
And the manager
like,
of that particular plant said, didn't see any problem with it because they do that in China.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, fella? This isn't China.
All right. It's the same thing with James Dobson.
Pardon?
It's the same thing with James Dobson. He, I'm not against spanking, but he advocates beating kids so they bruise and spanking them for crying and throwing up. And but then he wants to use the use children as a crutch against LGBTQ. He's talking about protecting children from LGBTQ. It's like, man, I feel this. It's the same thing. It's like that's more of a threat to children than actually beating them unnecessarily or beating them until they for all these small things are unnecessary. And that was a more of a threat than actually having kids get adopted by gay parents.
Can you mute whatever is in the background because it's hard for me to understand what they're saying.
Oh, sorry about that. I forgot about that. All right, I'll turn it off. It's off
Yes,
now.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Welcome.
So James Dobson, he is from the Moral Majority, one of those right-wing nutcase jobs who are responsible for getting Republicans elected, and they've been around for a long time. And we need to stop these crazy lunatics. We really do try to promote hate. They call themselves Christian, but what would Jesus do? Did the Bible talk about anything about homosexuality? No. You know, so who are they as religious people to judge anybody's lifestyle? You know, look at your own life, your own life, and these people be, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yes. And there's this thing, the U.S. National Survey on the Mental Health of LGBTQ Young People. The Trevor Project is a national survey of the mental health of LGBTQ people, amplifies the experience of more than 28,000 young people ages 13 to 24 across the United States. And the survey gives a voice to LGBTQ young people at a time when their existence is unfairly at the center of the national political debate, and state legislatures have introduced and implemented a record number of anti-LGBTQ policies. For the fifth consecutive years, these data underscore that the anti-LGBTQ victimization contributes to the higher rates of suicide risk reported by LGBTQ young people, and that most who want mental health care are unable to get it. So the key findings say that 41% of LGBTQ young people seriously consider attempting suicide in the past year, and young people who are transgender, non-binary, and or people of color reported higher rates than their peers. 56% of LGBTQ young people who wanted mental health care in the past year were not able to get it, especially in southern red states. Transgender and non-binary young people who reported that all of the people they lived with respected their pronouns reported lower rates of attempted suicide. Fewer than 40% of the LGBTQ young people found their home to be LGBTQ affirming. So roughly half of the transgender and non-binary young people who were assumed to be gender affirming and those who did report lower rates of attempted suicide. And a majority of LGBTQ young people reported being verbally harassed at school, because people thought they were LGBTQ. And nearly one in three young LGBTQ people said their mental health was poor, most of the time or always due to anti-LGBTQ policies and legislation. You know, so the mental health is a big thing in the LGBTQ community because people are so cruel and,
yep.
you know, want to hurt these people, whether through words or through actions physically. And we're not about that on the show. You know, respect people,
right.
you know, how they decide to live their life is none of our business. You know, so we're asking
right.
people out there to show a little bit of compassion and
right.
show some respect. You know, they suffer from anxiety and depression. You know, they don't have access to care. They don't have access to, you know, mental health care, which is very important. You know,
right.
and LGBTQ young people who wanted mental health care were unable to get it, citing, you know, the reasons where they didn't
mm-hmm.
have permission from parents. They were afraid to, about a mental health concern with someone else. They were afraid it wouldn't be taken seriously. They couldn't afford it. They were afraid it wouldn't work. All different reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to look weak, you know. They didn't want to get bullied, you know. We've
yeah.
come a long way in this country, and we should stop it.
Yeah, we should.
Just mind your business.
And, you know, the
mm-hmm.
other
but
thing
I digress.
Is that, you know, the other thing is that we need to understand that we don't know how they physically and mentally feel about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their feelings about their gender. Can you imagine, you know, growing up feeling like you don't belong and you really
mm-hmm.
can't figure out why, and it takes you years to figure out why you don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, you understand why you don't belong. And then you have to fight society to make other people understand, you know, why you
mm-hmm.
don't belong. You know, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to live a good, healthy life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and just think
mm-hmm.
about, you know, when you have an LGBTQ young person, you know, and then when they
mm-hmm.
listen to the news and they start to hear about, you know, all these laws banning people, you know, just and discussing their LGBTQ rights and what they're going to take away from them. Can you imagine how
mm-hmm.
how that works upon their mental health as well? I mean, it's got to be
right.
bad for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
why do we have to beat up on people that probably already feel bad about themselves in some way, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they just are going through a journey where they're trying to discover who they are or who they might
mm-hmm.
be or who they could be.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I've over 40 minutes left.
Just putting added pressure on the kids. You know,
huh?
when you go through 12, 13, 14, 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
whether you're LGBTQ or you are straight, you are trying
mm-hmm.
to find yourself. And
yes.
and these laws are just plain putting pressure on the straight kids and the regular kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
any other way of putting it. On
mm-hmm.
on kids that are trying to figure out who they are,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
it's these kids shouldn't have to grow up that way. It's bad enough
mm-hmm.
that the kindergartners have to learn how to stand on a toilet for a gun
mm-hmm.
drill, let alone
mm-hmm.
go through this when they're going through puberty. I mean, how much
mm-hmm.
more
mm-hmm.
shit can they put on these kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
and then they go
mm-hmm.
to the library
mm-hmm.
and they can't even pick out a decent book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's getting too much for it's getting too much for these kids. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know where these wacko parents have come from. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mothers for Liberty or Moms for Liberty, they're not next nut job who is funded by Best Divas, former vacations, Trump.
They have a lot of backing on, Dave. Yeah.
Yes, yes, but the main one being Betsy DeVos, who had no idea what the hell she was doing as education secretary.
Mm-hmm.
She's got privatized schooling and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But before going further, 515-605-9802 is the number to call. We'll have just over 35 minutes left in the show. I want more people calling. You know, if you have different views, you're still welcome. But we'll just show you the facts and tell you why it's wrong to discriminate against LGBTQ community people. You know, I can give you an example. When I lived in Florida, which was about 3 years ago now, coming up November 7th, I had a friend who, you know, he's Jamaican, and you know, in the Jamaican culture and the society, they're very anti-LGBTQ, you know, want to get literally killed or seriously hurt if they come out as gay or queer or bisexual or whatever. And so his son, it was his one son at the time, who was named after him. He was like, hey, you know, it was a family gathering. I was there. Don't know why I was there. Until he said, hey, I'm gay. And then he broke down crying. And then the father, who was my friend, literally walked over to him and just beat the living crap out of him. About 20 people have to hold off the father, you know?
Oh, my.
And that is... Yeah, that is what I'm talking about, where, you know, the acceptance and, you know, and love and compassion should come in. You know, if your child came to you and said, mommy or daddy, or mommy and daddy, I'm a lesbian, or I'm bisexual, or, you know, don't try to, like, you know, just accept them for who they are. You know, this is your flesh and blood. Don't beat the crap out of them. And don't, this gay conversion therapy thing, that religious right pushing, it doesn't work. It's nonsense. You know, it just confuses a person even more, making them, you know, feel inadequate, feeling unwanted, and have suicide thoughts and everything. It's not right. These people who are gay don't deserve this hate.
No. No, they do not deserve hate. It's hard enough, I am sure, to be accepted in society and then have to put up with, you know, people that are trying to destroy them for no reason whatsoever except for their own ignorance.
And
that's all it can be. And, yeah, I mean, what else can it be, you know?
Yeah. Because I'm sure if their kid come to them and say, hey, I'm gay, you know, what would their reaction be? Because they're so anti-whomever, you know, would they do what my former friend did to his son, or would they have a change of heart? It is hard to say with these extremist religious people, you know?
Yeah. It really is, you know. I've been told that the Bible is against gay, you know, gay and lesbian and LGBTQ. I personally don't know, because I've never looked for it in the Bible, and but that's what I've
heard. Well, Jesus never said anything about being gay. Jesus said nothing on the matter. So
I know. That's what I thought, but that is what I was told recently. I was told that recently.
So, it's up to what translation, really. You know, you never know that. That's
the whole thing.
If you really do, if you really do believe in your religion, does God make junk? I don't think so.
No, and you know, I think the Bible also is interpretation. It really is. I think maybe, you know, if you took six people and had them read the same paragraph, I wonder if all six of them would say exactly the same thing of what it meant to them. I bet, I bet my bottom dollar that there would be a difference of opinion. There would be, of how they comprehended or took what they read and, you know, got the ideas of what they read and the way they translated it to themselves. And maybe they're, you know, the other person had a different, you know, saw it differently. So I feel that way about the Bible as well.
Yeah.
I really.
Sorry I hung up last night. I had an important call that someone was calling me about. Sorry I hung up.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Yeah.
You missed fireworks, by the way, Khalil.
Huh?
You missed fireworks.
Oh, what happened?
So this person, Danny from Wisconsin, called, and, you know, was very, you know, let's just say we're in disagreement with what Danny was saying from Wisconsin. You know, we spoke about immigrants and how, you know, Danny was saying immigrants come to this country and get benefits that Americans don't get and Americans deserve. And Ilian asked, give me one example. He couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just went spiraled downwards thereafter where, you know, it was like give and take and what have you. You know, so, I mean, Danny lives in Wyoming, which is like 99.9% Republican. So we can see where Danny, his perspective was coming from. He's Serbian Jewish, you know. And, I mean, hey,
which I very much doubt with the things he said. That we're not in the Jewish language, believe me. I have many, many Jewish friends that went to school with Jewish kids, and there was some of the verbiage he was using is not Jewish. He called to be a pissant.
Yeah, but I hope he calls again. I hope Minnesota Mike and I hope Pianke and Sarge, they're right wing, and they're entitled to believe what they believe, but believing what you believe is not necessarily true, you know, and, you know, the conversation is a good thing, not shouting over each other and what have you. So the next thing before we'll go, because we just have over half an hour left on the show. There's this map showing where it's illegal to be LGBTQ in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past 30 years, 49 UN member states have decriminalized consensual same-sex sexual acts according to a new database by ILGA World. However, laws criminalizing being gay remains a reality for one-third of the countries worldwide. It's still illegal to be LGBTQ in 64 UN member states in Brunei, Iran, Mauritania, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. The death penalty is imposed across the country if you're LGBTQ. There are further five or no legal certainties, and the death penalty is a possibility, such as the cases in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Qatar, Somalia, and the United Arab Emirates. So despite this, there have been many hard-won advances across the world, from countries that recognize same-sex marriages to a growing set of countries allowing transgender people to self-identify. There has also been progress on banning so-called conversion therapy. Where can same-sex couples get married? So 33 UN member states, it is now possible to get married in those countries. Other countries could soon join the list, with large civic database about equal marriage happening in India, Greece, and Japan. It's illegal to operate on intersex minors in seven countries. They have introduced restrictions to prevent medical intervention for intersex minors. Malta was the first country to ban surgeries on children with sex variations. This happened in 2015. It's now banned in Germany, Greece, Iceland, Spain, and Portugal. Other countries include Austria, Cyprus, France. They could be next to ban the practice. Intersex is meaning, you know, you have both male genitalia and female genitalia. And, you know, if you're a minority under 18, you're not allowed to have the gender transition surgery until you're 18 years or over. So in Jamaica, for example, there's this 1864 law, the anti-buggering law, where you can get up to 50 lashes and 10 years in prison at hard labor and a hefty fine if it's discovered that you're gay. And no politician want to touch a subject, because any politician in Jamaica who try to change that law will be booted out of office immediately and not taken seriously. So we have a change of thinking like that, where, you know, people can't be just by themselves, you know. And I sent that to you, Laurie, that documentary by Vice about the gullah people in Jamaica, where they're beaten and set on fire and stabbed and whatever else, you know?
Yep.
And not shindig. Not in the 21st century. You know?
Yeah. No, it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It just shouldn't. You know, to make them criminals and make them feel like they're less than human, they're less than human beings, then it's just wrong. You know, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, be more loving and caring, patient and kind. And I don't, if you don't agree, you don't have to fight about it. You just don't agree. That's all, you know, all you can do.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, why fight about something you can't change? Why fight about something that hurts them? They can't help the way they feel. It's like we can't help the way we feel. It's
right.
You know,
yeah.
So,
Scotland
needs
to pass a law to introduce. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'm done.
Okay. Scotland recently passed a law to introduce a form of self-ID, but it was blocked by the UK government. As you know, Scotland is part of the United Kingdom. So despite this, many countries do not allow for any form of legal change, as shown in the map, which unfortunately listeners can't see. Many also criminalize transgender people. 13 countries do, most likely using cross-dressing laws. It includes Brunei, Gambia, Indonesia, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malawi, Malaysia, Nigeria, Oman, South Sudan, Tonga, and the United Arab Emirates. These places are Muslim countries. And again, religion comes in and just ruins everything, because religion, you know, they think that what their book, whether it's the Quran or the Holy Bible or whatever they believe in, is the final word and final say. You know, and it's just not right. Iran's Islamic penal code, for example, you know, it says severe punishment for bending gender norms in your expression, where, you know, is it possible that you could get hung in Iran if you're gay? And, you know, 11 countries have now banned the so-called conversion therapies at a national level. Conversion therapy, like we spoke about earlier in the show, is a widely discredited and awful cruel torture many LGBTQ people have suffered through in an attempt to cure their identity. The pseudo-scientific practice has a destructive effect on people's lives from a very early age. So the practice of discriminating and discredited by the World Health Organization and more than 60 health professional associations from over 20 countries, this gay conversion therapy, is just nonsense. The hate crimes, laws that protect people from hate crimes based on their sexual orientation, exist in 58 UN member states, which is a good thing. All 196 states, member states, should adopt such hate crime laws to protect different people who, you know, are part of the LGBTQ. There's been as much progress on this as transgender people. Only 37 countries have hate crime law based on gender identity. 9 include laws for gender expression and 5 on sex characteristics. Yeah, so, you know, the world is at loggerheads in terms of giving rights to LGBTQ people. It depends on where in the world you're from. The Middle East is very intolerant of the gay lifestyle and LGBTQ because of religion. Just like America, you know, America trying to have, like, you know, they have Shia law in the Middle East, Sharia law. No, they're trying a Christian version of Sharia law, basically, in America. And we need to stop them. And how we can stop them is by voting these hateful people out. That's the only way.
That is the only way. There's no other way. There really isn't. Nothing that I can think of. Because nothing works. They have the... And they're making life miserable for many people. They really are.
Very dreadful.
Yep, it is more than dreadful.
Yeah, and so the laws that criminalize LGBTQ people are invariably framed in a way in which criminalizes sexual acts rather than identity. The specific framing of criminalizing provisions vary from country to country. Through common formulations include sodomy, buggery, indecency, unnatural acts, homosexuality, lesbianism, cross-dressing. They put these into the laws to, you know, try to fight against people who are the way they are. And in many cases, criminalized provisions are vaguely worded and unclear in scope, allowing a large margin of interpretation by law enforcement officers and judges who are enabled to introduce their own prejudices even when enforcing the law. So additionally, the existence of these provisions include police officers who act beyond the exact letter of the law and arrest and charge and prosecute people based on their real and perceived sexual orientation or gender identity, even where no prohibited act has been committed or can be proven. So, you know, if they suspect you of being gay or lesbian or bi, then you can go to prison with hard labor, you know, and have to pay a fine. It's in a lot of countries. And, you know, there's this public nuisance law and vagrancy law to detain LGBT people in some of these countries, you know, and it's arbitrarily applied to other criminal provisions, and it's just hateful, you know, it's just hateful, yeah.
Definitely, it's hateful.
Mm-hmm.
Just, so like I said, we have to try to be more patient with people, loving, kind, you know, smile at them, you know, sometimes they don't make someone's day if they're having a bad day. Just, you know, hi, how are you? That's it. That's all you need to do. And for some reason, we're not doing that. We're just not doing that in this country.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad, really, you know. Treating
sure
a person
is
as a second-class citizen or a third-class citizen because, you know, you're based off sex or orientation. It's judgmental, it's crude, it's tacky, and nobody deserves that disrespect or hate.
No, not really. They're harming you, hurting in some way. No, absolutely not. We just need to get over. But like I said, they're not going to stop with these laws. Look what Tennessee is doing. You know, it's crazy. For a couple minutes, I talk about it. It's off this topic, but I'll send you the article, David. DeSantis has outdone himself again, and he is changing the alimony laws in Florida. He's running for president, and he is basically now, I mean, okay, there are women that are getting alimony because they are divorced, and he's working to stop that. So how does he feel about them voting for him? Does he think that those women are going to vote for him? I don't think so. If he gets a nomination, he think about that? I mean, I don't understand what this man is about. I don't get what he is about. It says a group known as the First Wives Advocacy Group is among those strongly against a new law signed by Ron Satan that does away with what's known as permanent alimony, which I didn't even know there was such a thing, but the group explained their position, saying it has put older women in a situation which will cause financial devastation. Camille Malone Sivish said the change to Florida's alimony laws has her wanting to change her allegiance. Well, I wonder why. I feel like the state of Florida is very female unfriendly at this point. I'm really disappointed because I'm a Republican. I voted for Governor DeSantis, and this makes me feel very sorry that I did, she said. Fivesh, who was married for more than 30 years, says she agrees and has made concessions in her divorce based on getting alimony for life. And what business is it of his? What would make him go after, do such a thing? Why does he care if women have made settlements with their husband that they're divorcing, and they have made settlements with them, which they both agreed on, obviously, because I'm sure they both had lawyers, and for whatever can have alimony for life, which I never knew was a thing, but okay, they can have alimony for life, God bless them, and he wants to take that away? Why? What is his end game?
Yeah, because, he's a misogynist pig, he's a misogynist pig who believes that women should know the place and the good Stepford wives and just fall into line because many of these women stay home, because they wanted to, but, they didn't pursue careers. They stayed home to care of the kids, keep the whole household together, been on the table when he came in and all the wonderful things that go with being a housewife and everything. So, to me, it's just misogyny, this law that he's signed into law, this bill that he's signed into law. And the law also allows ex-spouses to seek modification to alimony agreements when they want to retire. So, the guy got retired now, he has the option of going in there and change up whatever, agreement was there. And how's that fair to women who gave up a career and had children, raised them, and kept the household together and what have you, It's just typical Republican scum behavior.
Does he realize that this also affects men? There are men who have taken on just part-time jobs because the woman first went to college or just got lucky and got this real successful job. He said, well, they sat down together and they said, the children, we don't want to keep throwing them into daycare. The husband said, I will stay home. And then the children grow up and the husband and her part. Well, he's entitled to alimony also because he stayed home. Does this moron know what he's doing? Or is this all for show?
It makes no logical sense. None whatsoever. And this man wants to be president of the United States. Think about that. Just think about that for a second. Think about what a mess this country would be in. I mean, it's a mess right now because of Trump and all the crap we've been through with that man, which is not even finished.
Well, maybe he's changing the alimony law because if Trump doesn't get elected, Melania's going to walk. That's sarcasm.
I know. I hear you. it's just so wrong because, the agreement was made between the husband, the wife, and the lawyer. Once again, does he have to go into people's lives and destroy their finances and well-being and their lifestyle? He has no business doing that. They are not harming anyone.
The thing is,
taking away from the children. Pro-life. I hear about pro-life, the more I think they hate children.
I don't know. Think Handmaiden's Tale. Listen, ladies, think Handmaiden's Tale. I don't know if you ever watched Handmaiden's Tale on Netflix, where those women dress in red, and they're just like baby factories, and the doors are tall and more the place and what have you. This is what Republicans are trying to create. And Ground Zero is Florida, where it seems like women there, especially Christian women, voted en masse to elect Ron DeSantis to another term and everything. And now they get the bearing fruits of their labor, because it just shows you how Republicans don't care about women's rights and equality by signing this dreadful law, you know, this dreadful bill into law and everything. And I hope they learn a lesson. And unfortunately, in the South and in the Bible Belt, they're not really learning the lesson, because they're sick on this Bible thing where, oh, what the Bible says, law and that, you know, a woman should be submissive to a man, that. You know, this is the 21st century. You know, it should be equal. Equality is where it's at. And, you know, hopefully, it just will backfire, you know, if and when Ron DeSantis is the Republican nominee. Hopefully not. You know, if he, God forbid, gets elected to be president, then it's going to be a complete shit show, even worse than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
4 years. Yeah. Just think handmaid and tail, American style. Well, women have no rights, LGBTQ people have no rights, blacks, brown people, immigrants have no rights, you know?
Yeah.
And the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, Jim Crow will come back basically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we've moved on, you know, it's almost a century since, you know, we've moved on, and now the Supreme Court with a 6-3 majority, conservative leaning, trying to push back the clock and rewind the clock. You know, I mean, it's sick, it's disgusting, it's dreadful, it's frightening. And I think that the president, not if, but when he gets a Democratic majority in both the Senate and the House, should look into, you know, expand the Supreme Court to 15 seats. How elections matter. And those people who say, oh, Bernie Sanders shouldn't have gotten a nomination, I'm staying home, or else despite I'm voting for Donald Trump. Voila, there you have it. You got Trump for 4 years, who fucked up everything. So I hope you're happy with yourselves. Hillary Clinton was and is one of the most qualified people to have been the party's nominee. You know, she's been around the world as Secretary of State. She's been a U.S. Senator. She's been a First Lady. She's been a mother. You know, she has what it takes. She has been molded by the experiences that she went through and everything. And the right-wing spin machinery that, like, beat her down and told lies and spin it to make she look like a hardened criminal, you know, with no evidence. You know, they keep saying lock her up. And it's good karma now that, you know, it's him, Donald Trump, who led the way in persecuting Hillary, is going to be locked up eventually. You know, and hopefully he gets, like, 400 years or more, the more the merrier, with no chance of parole, because that man is evil, he's a traitor, and he is going down. And I have wine and ice for when that day happens. I can break over the champagne and just celebrate. You know, I have a song in mind, People Dancing in the Streets by the Vandellas. You know, I'm going to play that song so loud. You know, because Donald Trump and the Republican Party have turned a right-wing fascist. And America don't deserve that. And hopefully within a decade or less, they'll cease to exist because they're destroying America.
Yeah. Elaine, do you think that people, like everyday people, are realizing what's happening in this country as far as fascism goes, how we're moving towards it? Are they realizing it? And then Khalil, you can answer too as well.
I think there's a lot of people realizing it. I think there's a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump thinking that he was going to be a Teddy Roosevelt, and he completely disappointed them. I think they're keeping quiet about it. Trump is going to keep his little base, just like Hitler still has his base. I mean, we've got to face facts to that. There's going to be crazy people out there. They're going to go to their grave loving Trump. I really do think that the younger, under 30 voter, we've got, they better come out and vote. They better come out and vote it, because it's their life. They've got all this living to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all this living to do. They better come out and vote. They don't seem to, you know, they don't want to get into a discussion about it. Which is kind of good. If they're a MAGM, they want to argue with you. If they're disgusted and they don't like what's going on, they just plain don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
But they're listening. Believe me, they're listening. And they have their phones ready. The minute there's a somebody gets pulled over downtown, these kids are all standing around and they got their cell phones ready.
Oh, yeah.
They might not have them on, but they've got them ready. They've all got them in their hand. If they were in their back pocket, they're in their hand. If there's a little tussle on the street, they've got their phones ready. So I think these kids are aware. I really do. I should say the young adults. They're aware. That's my take on it.
And David, what do you
think? Yeah, the next generation, the millennials and Generation Z, they're going to be the majority pretty soon, in 20 years or less. And, you know, they're very, what's the word I'm looking for? Tolerant. They're understanding. They're patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, not every generation, you know, the previous generation said, oh, they're failure because this and that and blah, blah, blah. Every generation, they look down on the next generation coming down after them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the millennials, you know, have their shit together for the most part. Baby boomers, I'm sorry to say, really wrecked the country, you know, with Reaganomics coming in to a height in 1980 of the Reagan Revolution. A lot of them voted for Reagan because of fear for charisma and charm, and they were just feeding into the bullshit that Ronald Reagan was selling. You know, it was like bullshit on a platter. And it was screwing them over and other people over. The only thing that was helping is the 1% and the rich corporations. But no, because of Reagan, you know, what he did, it's still, the effects still being felt in America. And somehow we'll have to change his policies to have a better America. Mm-hmm. I think that's where millennials come in, where they vote in numbers and get rid of these fascist right-wing lunatics, these, the small majority right-wing fascists, Christian fascist people who want to, like, change America and based off religion, the laws and everything. The Constitution is a prime law of the land, and it should remain that way. Mm-hmm. The forefathers and founding fathers said that it was not based on Christianity that America was formed off.
No.
You know, so, yeah, that's my final word. Yes.
Church and state.
All right, Elaine, thank you so much for calling in. Khalil, who, you know, hung up, thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Have a good night.
That's fine. Yeah, that was Elaine from Michigan and early Khalil from the Commonwealth of Virginia. So we're going to wrap up. After we come back, we're going to play this song. And I hope you enjoy it. And then after it's finished, I will come back and wrap up on our final thoughts. Back in a moment.
Brothers and sisters, prayer is a powerful thing. In these trying times, we pray. We pray hard. But there are some matters where we would be better servants of the Lord by accepting what he is and not bothering him. Come on! You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting.
Yeah.
No.
You can't pray the gay way.
Mama, mama, you can't blame yourself. You told your baby boy, took your high off the shelf. Daddy, football was made to man of him. But now he spends all his time prison again. You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what you preacher say.
No matter what you preacher say.
There's no fighting.
D&I. You can't pray the gay way.
Well, crying, says he needs free programming.
That boy ain't crying.
Turn him on to Calvary. After summer of his life, never saw so many things. You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher says.
No matter what your preacher says.
There's no fighting. You may not know it, but you know lots of them. Statistically speaking, one out of every 10. Every family's got one. You might call him Auntie Fred. Mama says he's haunted, but he's trying to give you his head. You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting.
You can't pray the gay way.
Hey, you can't pray the gay way.
Yes, thank you everybody for listening. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for July 10th, 2023. The topic, Season 5, Episode 17 on God Created Adam and Steve. We thank Elaine from Michigan for calling in. We thank Khalil from the Commonwealth of Virginia.
We
love hearing from people. And, you know, just treat the people from the LGBTQ community with respect. That's all they're asking for. If you don't like being gay, don't be gay. You know, mind your business. You know, it don't affect you directly or indirectly. Leave the people alone. It's about equality. It's about rights. And even though the gay population is 1%, you know, they need protection because of the hate out there caused by Christians. What would Jesus do? Would Jesus, you know, beat the living crap out of somebody because they're gay? You know, the Bible didn't say anything about, you know, homosexuality. So the bottom line is mind your business. Leave the people alone. So until next time, next Sunday, same time, same place, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. And this is Laurie Pickup from Michigan. And everyone have a good evening and just love your neighbor. Bye now.
Thank you. All my life, I've been good, do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me, that the Bible tells me, I will do. Walk the halls of high school with my purity ring. And like those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend. And pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact. And Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees. Cause the Bible says premarital sex is wrong. But Jason says this guy can't wait that long. I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well. So I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary full of grace. In Jesus' name we go to fifth base. Oh, thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, they'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, shot me in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me, because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. It's hard to be as pure as me, to resist the urge to lose my vaginal virginity, to wait until my marriage bed, to get my husband my unsullied maiden head. So take your cock out, shove it in my ass, fuck me until you come. Oops, I mean, let's join our souls and unite our bodies and fly with the wings of God. Whatever you do, don't touch my clitoris. If you ring Satan's doorbell, God can't ignore this. And no prophylactic when you put it in. It's birth control for sluts, and it's a sin. I've emptied my towels and laid out the towels. I'm ready for romance. Now I'm praying to the power that's the highest. But of all of my souls, this one's the driest. And we can't procreate if we anally copulate. And God's okay with sodomy, but only if you're straight. And I'm staying pure no matter what. So I'm okay with everything but, everything but, everything but. Whoa, trust me in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. I do whatever the Bible tells me to, except for the parts that I choose to ignore because they're unrealistic and inconvenient, but the rest I live by for sure. So let's not talk about how the good both ban shellfish, polyester, and divorce, and how it can don't slavery and killing gays, because those parts don't count, of course. But scary bits and word about losing my cherry and mine for ambiguities and omissions to circumvent any real sacrifice, but still feel ties to my arbitrary barren and position. And don't you dare question my conviction. And don't look closely at the contradiction. Just focus on the sacrificial crucifixion. And have faith that it's complete jurisdiction. Cause the only way to measure if you're good or not, and it's in a faith to say to have faith, cause when up against logic, it's the only card you got. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And fuck me in the ass cause I love Jesus. If the Lord will want it that way, give me that sweet sensation of irrational rationalization. It's just between you and me. Cause everyone knows it's a sex that God can't see. Yeah, my chastity belt has locks, but sometimes you need to think outside the box.